It's my great pleasure, I guess, to introduce Paul Smith. You know, he's the CEO of Perimeter, and I would like to have him come in and welcome everybody to Perimeter and tell you a little bit about the Perimeter Institute.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jim. Yeah, welcome to Perimeter Institute. I'm Paul. I'm the Managing Director. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Perimeter. I thought I'd just chat a little bit about Perimeter, just for people who haven't been here. Only joined recently. It is an amazing place, actually, to be, I will say that, since I've joined. Just the interactions here and things that are going on, especially as COVID has, you know, gone away a little bit and we're having people back in the building. It's been great to actually see it all come to life again. More than two decades ago, Mike Lazaridis proposed the idea of creating a world-leading independent theoretical physics research center in Waterloo. I don't know whether you know Mike, but Mike obviously founded BlackBerry. I still miss it enormously. You can't beat a real keyboard. I'm maybe showing my age, I suppose. But the rationale was really clear as to why he created Perimeter. Breakthroughs in theoretical physics spark the information revolution and underpin every technology we now rely on, from smartphones even through to medicine. He realized that by creating a purpose-built facility for the world's most brilliant minds to tackle the biggest unsolved mysteries in fundamental physics could, over time, make breakthroughs that would change humanity's understanding of the universe, catalyzing the creation of new technologies and huge economic value. The idea from the beginning was to create a center where the convergence of bold ideas and the very best researchers from around the world contribute to the advancement of science. Hosting this conference, which has been organized by Jim and the Quantum Valley team, Quantum Valley Ideas Lab team, is a really great example of this vision. According to the conference program, CAPMIN's objective is to strengthen the links between cold atom physics, molecular physics, chemistry, and condensed matter physics so that new concepts and breakthroughs can emerge. It has truly brought together the best researchers from around the world to discuss critical areas that have the potential to build new quantum devices and technology that really will change the world. I came to PI about 9 months ago from Xerox Corporation, where I was the global head of research. Although it was a long time ago, that was where Robert Metcalfe helped to pioneer the co-invention of the Ethernet. I will admit, I hadn't even gone to school at that point. I was not part of Xerox. That concept, the beginnings of the internet, started on a whiteboard. It's still visible today at Park, actually. If you go there and you walk into Park, there's an image of where Robert Metcalfe actually drew what the Ethernet would look like, all the connected commuters. And in parallel, while he was doing that, the concept was created into devices. It was that interaction of theoreticians and experimentalists to create something that changed the world. That's just like what is happening today at this CAPMIN conference. It's an exciting time in quantum science and its applications. I look forward to listening to the progress and interactions that are created at Perimeter Institute this week. I wish you really great discussions and a great conference. I hope you really enjoy Perimeter. Make use, as Jim said, of all of the amazing facilities and the people around here. Interact together. And I look forward to just interacting, you know, socially as well over the days. Jim, over to you. Thank you.